B-Pod Studios.
Where do you start with this one?
There. Right there. It's my biggest takeaway from the game. The whole point was they needed your second guy. You needed your second guy who wants to be a number one to step up. That's the whole, he wants to be that guy. And in that moment, he failed. He failed miserably, frankly. Eight turnovers. And so, like, to me, I you know, there was a, you learned something in that game last night. You learned that Jaylen Brown is not the number one guy in a championship team, is what you learned. And I think we can say that definitively. So Tatum's better. Now, again, the makeup might be different or whatever. Tatum's a better player. And Tatum's younger, by the way. So he's better now, and he's still got a little more room. He's younger, and he's less experienced by a year. So, you know, to me, that now, does that mean that Tatum is the guy? I don't know. But I know that Brown isn't. And so now, is there room for him to grow? Maybe. But I am, you know, I am now more open to moving him than I ever was before, because you got to do something here. It's not where I would start. I would start somewhere else. But to me, the big takeaway of that game last night is that your 1-2 isn't much of a 1-2. Because when Jason Tatum wasn't at 100%, and more on that shortly, the rest of it wasn't remotely good enough. He shields so many players on that team, it isn't funny.
So, again, I think Jaylen Brown is obviously the most immediate need because he had that game last night. His contract is up first, so it just sort of starts with him. And, boy, I just think there's just such a horrible look for Jaylen Brown on so many levels. The way he carried on this year, and when I say carried on, that's a little strong, but the way he carried himself, yeah, problem with the way the team is constructed. He has a problem with the way the old coach was handled. He has a problem with the city. He has a problem with the climate. He has a problem with the fact that it's not considered a true partnership between him and Tatum. He has a problem with Grant Williams. He's got a problem with this guy. He's got a problem with you. He's got a problem with me. He's got a problem with his teammates. He's got a problem with the organization. And just this, and then he gets all NBA. You know, he's got a problem that he's not treated with the proper respect in the league, and you know, people don't understand what I do and the sacrifices I make, and on and on and on. And then he gets his all NBA, which means he gets the bag of money. And how's he been since? And then he gets the textbook opportunity to carry the team when they need to be carried. And he goes in the tank and sucks. And so I just think that's a bad look for that guy. Yeah, you know, a lot of things came home to roost on that play. Good thing you put Grant Williams in his place, Jaylen. Good. Excellent. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now it's up to you, and what are you going to do? Oh, I see. You're just going to dribble off your knee for 48 minutes. Good. Excellent.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.